We are learning Masechta Shulam Daf Tesa and Beis, and we are starting 9 lines from the top of Tesa and Beis, beginning of a line, Masiv Rav Shimi. Now we are discussing where the Gemara said that if someone has a behemoth, shechset, and then a wolf comes and takes away the stomach and returns it and you find a hole in it, the halach is that you go basa chazaka and you say that it's not a trefa. You see a hole. You say, no, that was the makah. That hole came from the ze'ev, from the wolf. So what's the shaila? Maybe in that place where the ze'ev made a hole, there was a hole there from before. Actually, the Ramban really asks, they're like, what's the havamina? You know, where's your reisa? We know the ze'ev made a hole, so why should we think there was a hole there from before? So the Ramban answers that we don't know for sure the ze'ev made a hole. We see the ze'ev returned it, and we see a hole. So on one hand, we could say it came from a treifa. On the other hand, we could say it came from the ze'ev. Rashi's not mashma like that. Rashi's mashma b'mokayim nekev nokav that imamish. We know that the wolf made a hole. Maybe it was a hole there from before. But in any case, we see that by iser we are saying you go basa chazaka that it was a chazaka, it was a good shechita, it was not a treifa, and therefore you go basa chazaka. And the Gemara asks, we see by mayim megulim you don't go basa chazaka, and there the halacha is that it's also drink the water because you assume a nachash drank from it, even though you don't know for sure. So the Gemara says, yeah, because that, what are you comparing a surah to Sakanta? Sakanta is more a chomer. And Rava tries to argue back on that. That was actually Rav Huna, Rava argues back, and Abai goes this way, back and forth. So we're continuing that shaila, do we say that Chamira Sakanta mi isura? Masiv Rav Shimi Asakasha Rava. Rava, you hold that everything is the same, and if you find that by Sakana it's Aser, it must be Aser as well by Iser. So you don't hold that there's a Chumrah by Sakana more than Iser. Master Rav Shimi, Sheretz is that died, and it's one of the Shmoneh Shvatzim, that Amatama. And you find the Sheretz, Befi Chulda, who is in the mouth of a weasel, a mole. The Chulda Malach is Gavik Karish al Chuma. And the Chulda is walking across and next to the loaves of bread of Chuma, of a Sofik Naga. Safik Naga, Safik Naga. The Safik, if it touched the bread or not. The halach is, Sveika Tar, and even Mishra Ziyachah, like Rashi speaks out, even Mishra Ziyachah, Sveika Tar. What do you say over here? Look here, it's a pastor Safik, and we go, Lakula. We go Basa Chazaka, because the Kikaris have a Cheskas Tahira. You go Basa Chazaka. Vilu Safik Mayim Megulim, Asurim, but by Safik of Mayim Megulim, if the Nachas drank from it, it's also. So you see that Sakana is more common than Issa. So it's a kasha on Rava. You see, there's more chama. Before you wanted to answer that the reason why it was Tahira was because of Safik Tumah v'Shiravim. But here's Shiyachet. What are you going to say over here? It must be that there's a bigger chazaka by, you go by the chazaka by the food, you don't go by the chazaka by the sakana. So tomorrow, no. Hasam nam yichas gemilu saita. There's also because of Alacha Mashashina from Saita. Why? Saita is Aser v'Safik Tumah by Saita is Aser. By Saita is something that has dastly shawl. It happened by two people, and you can ask them whether they're mezana or not. So we learn that from Saita that the only time a Safik Tumah is Tame is only if it's a Davash Yeshbe dastly shawl. Ma Saita Davash Yeshbe shawl, you could ask the Isha if she was Nitma not, Av Hachanami here also. It has to be Davash Yeshbe shawl. It has to be someone you can ask, let's say a person who is holding the sherets and not sure if he touched the Chuma. There's a case of a Safik will be Tame. Masha'in gained by Kikaris that the Safik of the Sheretz touched it, the Kikaris have no das, Lishal, you can't ask the Kikaris the questions, the Rashi learns. Therefore, it's Sveika Mutter, because it's exerts a cost of, so don't be a Rai Chmiris Kantam Esura. The reason why, Batsam here, Isso be also, just like Basakano, be also. You wouldn't go Basakazaka. Aye, why is it Tahiria? Because, story time aside, that a Safik Tumma, even Vishus Yachid, but if it's aimed by Das Lishal, there's no one to ask, then the Halach is that it's Tahiria. Dr. Maranach Araya, and he'll bring a Raya that Taka, that Sakana is more common than Issa. Omar Avashi. Toshima, we learned in a Braisa, Tzluchis, Shenicha Megula. You have here a Tzluchis, which is like a pitcher, and this is what you're using for Mayim Chayim for the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Like Rashi says, we're talking about before you mixed the Parah Aduma ashes into the water, you have this jug of Mayim Chayim. And you're going to use it for the Parah Aduma, for Eifa Parah Aduma. And what happened was, Shenicha Megula, you left it open. And you found that it was covered. And it looks like someone covered it. The halacha is, it's Tameya. It's Tame, you can't use it anymore. Why? Shani Aymer, Adam Tame Nichnas Hashem V'Kisa. You say it was probably Adam Tame who came in and covered it. If the opposite, Henicha Mechusa, you left this jug covered, you found that it was Megula. If it's on the ground and a Chula could drink from it, or Oy nachash the Rav Gamliel, or for a snake or drink from it. We'll see the problem in a second with a snake or a chul to drink from it. Oy shi rabbi tav laila, or it rained at night, tal rain dew. Then it's pasul. So here the halacha is that if an animal drinks out of his mayim chayim and then puts it back in, it's considered a shaila of malacha. There was malacha done with the water. So a chol to the derech, the way they drink is they sip some water and drip some back in. And according to Rav Gamliel, that's the derech of a nachash as well, that a nachash is like a cholder. So we're saying that if the thing is on the ground, it's not hanging somewhere, so it's possible for a cholder or nachash to reach it, so then it's disqualified because now it was open. And we're worried, maybe one of these animals drank from it and dripped it back in, or if tal fell at night. So then, the halacha is, this mechatos is possible. This mayim chayim is possible because it loses, if tal falls into it, it loses the shame mayim chayim, because now it has doing it. Rashi says that psul la mayim chayim nenu, but avat tuma loy mispakino lo. It's not. You're not worried about tuma. You're only worried about this psul of mayim chayim or loses. Malacha was done with it. Va'amar Rabbi Shmuel Levi, matam. Why are you choishish in a case? Matam. What's the reason? What's the question of matam? So Rashi says, matam lekashin and shema odom tami giloy some matam acherim. Why are you worried about tumah? You only worried about a chulda. Therefore, if it's high up, it's fine. You only worry about a chulda, or you worry about tal. But if it was inside the house, for example, and it was high up, where a chulda or nachash couldn't reach it, it'll be good. But why are you worried that who uncovered it? Maybe odom tami uncovered it. So matam, why are we chayshish in the seifa where you left it covered? Now you found it uncovered. Just like in the ratio, you worried about tumah. Why not worry about tumah over here? So Gemara answers on top of Yud Amud Aleph now. Mepnei shadarkin shrosim legalois and darkin lechatzis. A sheretz could knock off the cover. That's possible to do, but it can't cover it. So therefore, it has to be a live sheretz. A live sheretz is not matame. So a live sheretz can knock off the cover of the slukas. So Rashi explains there's two stones to make it's no tumah, and one side to say that it is tame. The side that should be not tame, which would be tahira, is that was done by a sheretz, knocked off by a sheretz, covers knocked off by a sheretz, or it was done by Adam Tar. The tzad that is tummy means that Adam tummy took it off. So this is two against one, so we assume it's Tahira. Mashenke in the ratio where it was covered, an animal can't cover something. So there it's a suffix. If it's Adam tummy, Adam Tar. Since it equals suffix, we go to Chumra and we say that it's tummy in such a case. So Inami, we already take the gears out. But the darkness of the galas, in dark lechasis. Ve'ilu sofik mayim megulim asurim. Shema mina chemir sa'at v'sura shema mina. But the Gemara says that you don't go bust a roi when it comes to mayim asurim. Here you go and bust a roi with two against one and you assume that's not tummy. Even though by the other cases, sofik tummy, it'll be tummy. Sofik tummy, yachad, it's tummy. Here, but it's a case where it was found uncovered. We say there's two tzadim to mekel and one side to say it's tummy. We go bust a roi. This same exact thing, by mayim megulim, we don't go bust a roi. We're worried that a snake, I don't say, oh, it probably happened by the mayim megulim, now it's uncovered. We said maybe a person uncovered it, other shots were uncovered it. No, we'll chayshu that it was a nachash who came, uncovered it, and drank some of the water. So we see when it comes to sakana wo machmeh, shvamino chamira sakanta miyisura shvamino. You see from here that sakana is more chamer than a iser, shvamino. Now the parentheses you take out, Ayin Rashi brings it down actually, so we'll read it inside for a second here. Inami taima denicha magula v'amatsu mechusa or mechusa v'amatsu magula is a problem. Hamatsu k'mosha nicha, loy tomika v'loy psulika. There's no tuma, no psul. You're not choshish for anything. And so you see, you make it by sofik tuma, but mashenka by sofik mayim megulim, there you are worried. I don't know if you're worried in a case where it was still covered, but that's why we take out the gersa. But in any case, the Gemara is saying like this, that like we said, explained the first way, that if you find it, Megula da'aloch is, it's tahira. Why? Because maybe a sheretz knocked it off, or a person tar knocked it off. And the only time that's tummy is this person tummy took it off. So since it's a roiv, you go watch the roiv. Mashenka mayim megulim, you don't go watch the roiv. So you see, chamira sekanta meyisura. Therefore, answers the original question that we started off, that we said by a sofik nekev and reyma ayim, the aloch is that we go basa chazaka because there's a cheska, it was good shchita, and the cheska is not, that's not trefa until you find out it's for sure it's a trefa. So we asked, ay, mayim megulim, the deal with cheshish for a safik. Here it says, that's chamira, that's sakanta, and sakanta is more chamer me isura.